Mike Tomlin asked about attacking Joe Flacco.
No, we didn't feel like thinning out our coverage was appropriate. Flacco is a much more proficient passer than Richardson, and so blitzing doesn't necessarily help you. A veteran guy makes quick and prudent decisions, didn't feel good. And obviously, we got experience competing against Joe Flacco.
They respected Flacco too much.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we don't want to blitz Joe Flacco. He's a veteran. He's precise. He's going to process things quickly. Maybe. Is it 2011?
Right.
Like that to me is such a bogus explanation from Mike Tomlin. They did blitz him three times, by my count, in the game. Like one time they brought Beanie Bishop, yep. They brought the inside backers at another point. Like they did blitz him three times, and this is not a defense that blitzes a lot because they've had so much success this year getting pressure with four. I think, in fact, they have the lowest blitz percentage in football. So you don't want to always change what you do, but we've talked about how this defense should be multiple. We've talked about how they've game plan specific for opponent. Joe Flacco does not move. And you're going to say that he's a veteran, and so we know he's going to dice us up if we blitz? This isn't Joe Flacco on the Super Bowl run where he's carving up the Denver Broncos and then winning a championship. Hey, even the Joe Flacco that you saw yesterday, who's a good backup, the guy who helped get Cleveland to the playoffs last year, also threw a bunch of interceptions for the Browns in 2023. Like, this is a guy that will make mistakes. In fact, he almost made one. Was it JPJ?
Yep.
You got to catch that ball in the back of the end zone, man.
In the back of the end zone, yeah.
Like, he'll throw it to you. He's 39. He's probably got bifocals on. And we can't blitz that guy.
I can't believe their mindset. Like they got into their feelings and got into their mind so much because of Joe Flacco. Like they let him alter what they were going to do, or what they wanted to do, or what they could do so much. Like that is bizarre to me.
And they talked about how things change when Richardson leaves because they're such different players. Well, Richardson kicked their ass too.
Yes.
It's a 14-0 game because Richardson's going down the field on you. So both quarterbacks had success against the Steelers.